This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Chris Woods with you again for Morning Devotions. If you joined me yesterday morning, I opened up the topic of beating the blues, talking about depression. I said that Winston Churchill called it the black dog. He knew what it was to be depressed. And maybe you've felt that way from time to time. I also said that it's not really a good thing to say, hey, I'm a committed Christian, I go to church, I shouldn't feel depressed because I am a Christian. I shouldn't be depressed. Well, that's really not correct because, as we'll see today, there are lots of people who experience depression, and God knows all about that. I also said that Paul, the great man of God, knew what it was to be depressed. Now, if we're going to look at this problem in any way, I want to suggest that we can't base our life on emotions only. Now, maybe you're an emotional person. Others don't display their emotion. So it's not about emotion so much as it's really about Christians basing their life on truth, not on feelings. And the scripture says something quite remarkable. It says we are to rejoice in the Lord always. And that's in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Not easy to do. Life's not always a happy experience. And sometimes we really don't feel like rejoicing in the Lord. But do you know that that will help chase the blues away? James, in his epistle, takes it a step further by saying, well, look, why don't you consider yourselves fortunate when all kinds of trials come your way? And again, that's rather outstanding teaching. That's James chapter 1, verse 2 in the New Testament. It doesn't seem to make sense. But with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, do you know it is possible to be positive? It's choosing to trust God rather than your own feelings. Now, it requires a lot of faith, a lot of hard work, but it could be the cure for depression. So I'm talking about trusting what God says rather than your own feelings, and that can help you have a more realistic approach to life. It's really more than a vague hope that somehow I'm going to pull myself up out of this dark time. So if we reject advice from the Bible, we can't escape the consequences. So have you ever tried to praise God in spite of what's happening around you? Now the scripture says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Everything, give thanks. Again, maybe it's hard, but it's worth trying. And so because depression has become such a huge problem today, more doctors are seeing people who are depressed. They feel they haven't got any energy, and very sadly, some choose suicide as the way out. But because God's word is very practical, I'm thinking also of someone from the Old Testament who really was depressed, and that's Elijah. He was one of the, I guess, the most outstanding of the prophets. He was an unusual man. He had long, thick hair, tremendous courage, and he was like a whirlwind that came and spoke judgment. And there were those people who were worshipping other gods, and he was really the most amazing man of his generation. So one day he met 450 prophets of Baal. Baal was a false god out on this place called Mount Carmel. And in a very dramatic way, he proved that God was God and his power was over and above anybody else. But the king's wife, the king of Israel's wife, was after him. He came under a tree, and there he said, look, Lord, I've had enough. Take my life. It was really, the result of a very draining experience. He was exhausted, and he was depressed. He really felt he couldn't go on with life anymore. But God heard him. God was very patient and understanding, and God healed Elijah. He said, go out and stand on the mountain. He said, the Lord is about to pass by. And you can read this in 1 Kings 19, and in the still small voice. Elijah heard God speak to him, and he was refreshed. Maybe you've felt that way at times, but do what George Fox, a well-known Quaker, used to say, carry some quiet around inside yourself, and I'm sure that will help. Well, dear Lord, when the storm rose on Galilee all those years ago, and your disciples were afraid, it was you, Lord, who took charge, and you calmed the storm. And Lord, sometimes we need that calming influence of your Spirit to help us. So, Lord, when I'm afraid, calm the storm in my life so that we can praise you. And I offer this prayer in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.